Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
To wish everyone a happy Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where He is, we may be also. We thank God that He is in our presence. We might not be in a physical building, but the Spirit of the living God dwells within us, and so we thank God for His power, His presence, through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Word of God says, now is the time that they that worship God, that they must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so that's how we're going to worship God today. We're going to worship Him in spirit and in truth, because truly God is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun into the going down of the same, His name is worthy to be praised. And so we give God the honor, the glory, and the praise today for the great things that He has done, that He is continuing to do in our lives. In spite of the situation, in spite of the circumstance, God is good. I'm going to say that again. In spite of the situation, in spite of the circumstance, God is good. I think I'll say that one more time. In spite of the situation, in spite of the circumstances, God is good. And so we're just going to thank Him for His goodness. We're going to thank Him for continuing to be there for us, continue to watch over us, continue to guide us, to continuing to be a way maker, continuing to be Jehovah Jireh, our provider. All the things that God has done for us down through the years, we give Him glory, we give Him honor, we give Him praise. And when we look back over our lives, truly we can say that God has been good to us. And God has blessed us and brought us from a mighty long way. And you can look at somebody in your family or anybody that's around you and say, I don't look like what I've been through. Because when I was going through, God was with me. God was the one that kept me. God was the one that gave me a peace in the midst of the storm. God was the one that let me know that He was there and that He cared. God was the one that turned my situation around. God was the one that gave me joy in the midst of what my situation was. And so with all that being said, we just need to give Him the praise. We just need to say, God, I thank You for all that You've done for me. God, I thank You for all that You've been in my life. God, I thank You for how You watched over my family. God, I thank You for healing my body. God, I thank You for keeping me clothed and in my right mind. God, I thank You for for putting food on my table. God, I thank you that when I didn't know where to go, you were there with me. God, I thank you, God, that you have always been there and you've always made a way for me. And so we give God the glory today. We give him the honor today. We give him the praise today because God is good. Amen. And I just want you to remember that. Amen. Even when you're going through, amen, that God is good. Amen. We're going to go this morning and we're going to prayer. And I'm going to ask that Minister Sykes would lead us in our morning prayer this morning. Good morning, Minister Sykes.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. Eternal Father, our God, we come this morning with hearts of thanksgiving and praise. Thank you for another day with the use and the activities of our land. Father God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. Father God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for being a God of compassion. You are the God of all comfort. And so, Father, we thank you this morning. Father, your word tells us, Father God, to not to be anxious for anything, God, but in everything by prayer and supplication, God, with thanksgiving, we should let our requests be made known unto you. And so, Father, this morning we present some of our requests to you this morning, Father God, because we know that you are a prayer-answering God. We know that you are our healer. We know that you are our way maker. And so, Father, we come this morning, Father, praying for this nation. We come, oh God, this morning praying for those that are in leadership, praying for all of our pastors, including our pastor, Pastor Kayson and First Lady Kayson, and the Heart of God Baptist Church. Come praying for all of our servant leaders, all of our churches, all of our communities, all of our families, including our bereaved families this morning, Father. We pray, Father, for those that are elderly this morning and those that are in the hospitals this morning, those that are recovering from home this morning, Father. We just thank you and we praise you and we bless your name, Father. And, Father, we thank you, Father, for the many prayers that you have already answered for us, Father God. And, Father, we thank you for being a miracle-working God. Your word also tells us, Father, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, Father. So you are an unchanging God. And so, Father, we thank you and we bless your name and we praise your name. Thank you for being a God that never slumbers nor sleeps. Father, we thank you for upholding us with your righteous right hand, Father. There is no better place, Father, that we would like to be than in the safe arms of a great and a powerful God. Oh, God, we just bless your name and we praise your name on this morning. You are great and greatly to be praised. Thank you for the strength when we are weak. Oh, God, thank you for the strength that you give us when we are going through difficult and challenging times. We are secure in you, Father. Thank you, Father, for renewing our strength day by day. For truly, day by day, Father, you renew all of our strength. And, Father, your word tells us, Father God, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Father, thank you, God, for allowing us, Father God, to be able to be renewed, Father God, by your strength, Father God, that you give us each and every day, Father God. And, Lord, sometimes when life just doesn't seem to make sense, God is. We don't know what to do sometimes, God. We don't even know how to do, Father God, or when to do. But, God, we know that God is. We know that you are our everything, Father. And so, Father, when we feel like throwing in the towel, and there are some days, Father, when I just feel like just throwing in the towel, but I remember, God, that you are everything to me, Father, that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. God is our light in darkness and our strength in weakness. God is able to keep us in all of our ways. He's our healer. He's our protection. God, you are our all in all. And so, Father, we come this morning with hearts of thanksgiving. We come this this morning, yes. Father, just thanking you, praising you, and worshiping you, Father, because there is none like you. You are able to keep us from falling. You are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or even think, Father. And so, Father, we lay all of these petitions at the foot of your altar this morning, knowing, Father God, that you and you alone, Father, are worthy, God, and you can take care of any situation. So, Father, we leave them at your altar this morning, and we bless your name, and we praise your name on this day, Father God.
Yes.
Because you and you alone are worthy. We love you. We adore you. We magnify your name and we glorify your name. And we ask all of these things, all of these petitions, in the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. Thank Reverend Sykes for that fervent prayer. We know that prayer helps us make it through, and sometimes you call someone and you think that you got a bad situation, and you realize their situation is a little bit worse than yours. And a lot of times I get phone calls, and I tell people when we talk, they ask me, how you doing? I say, I'm yet holding on. And they say they yet holding on, and that was an old country term that let people know that their trust is in God, and they're holding on to God's unchanging hand. And when you hold on to God's unchanging hand, you're going to be able to make it through whatever your situation or circumstance is. And, you know, a lot of times words escape you, and you can just use a few words like I'm yet holding on, you know, to help you to get through, because time is filled, as the songwriter says, with swift transition. Not on earth unmoved can stand. In other words, it's like a daily thing where it's challenge after challenge after challenge, the situation, the circumstance after circumstance. And so it's good to reach out to each other, to pray for each other, to encourage each other, to yet hold on to God's unchanging hand. So we want to sing that song this morning. That's number 248 in your hymnal. And it just simply encourage you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And I don't know about you, but there's times and days during the week where you just got to hold on. The ride gets a little rough. The road gets a little rough. The trials get a little rough. But if you can hold on to God's unchanging hand, he'll bring you through. And so we want us to sing that. Again, that was one of the songs of the church of the old school, where they used to sing this song to the glory of God, and they used to get excited, amen, because they realized they were able to make it through that week, amen, because they were holding on to God. And just think about it. If you're here today, that means that God has blessed you to be able to make it, to have made it from last week to this week. I'm going to say that again. If you think about it, and you're here today, God has blessed you to be able to make it from last week to this week. And that's something to be excited about. That's something to be excited about, God, is that God blessed you, to bless you from one week to the other. And so the songwriter says, time is filled with swift transition. Naught of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And then the refrain says, hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And I can just hear so many of the saints that have passed on, have gone off the scene, some of the saints that are still alive, some of the older saints, and they love this song because they realize that it was only by God that they were able to make it. It was only by God that they were able to be able to remain strong in the midst of the trial and the tribulation. So let's sing this to the glory of God, and let's sing it like we know whose hand we're holding on to. Time is filled with swift transition. Naught of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God. God's unchanging hand. You got a hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. You got a hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if my earthly friends forsake him, still more closely to him cling. You got a hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. You got a hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to the heavenly pleasures. They will never pass away. You got a hold to his hand. Talking about God's unchanging hand. You got a hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Last verse. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, then bright your home in glory, your enraptured soul will view. You got a hold to his hand. Talking about God's unchanging hand. You got a hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. You got a hold to his hand. Talking about God's unchanging hand. You got a hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. And hold to God's unchanging hand. Come on, let's give God a little bit of praise. If you've been holding to God's unchanging hand and he's brought you through, give God a little bit of praise. If you've been holding on to God's unchanging hand and when your body was in pain, God bless you to be able to make it through. Hold to God's unchanging hand when whatever you've been going through, God has still been there. God has kept you. You're yet holding on to God's unchanging hand. He's worthy to be praised for about 15 more seconds. Give God the praise. Give him the glory because he's worthy to be praised. If you've been holding on to God's unchanging hand for all of your life and you realize that it was God that was holding you, you can give him the praise. Because you've been holding on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. We give God the glory today for allowing us to be able to know that he is God. And beside him, there is none other. Amen. We want to hear from you this morning. We want to go to our worshipers and just hear your voice and hear your testimony. Because I know there's been some of you out there and all of you out there that are holding on to God's unchanging hand. None of us know what tomorrow's going to bring, amen? But we know who holds the future, amen? We know that God holds tomorrow, amen? Yesterday's gone, and tomorrow may never be mine. But, Lord, for my sake, help me to take it one day at a time to realize that it was you who have kept this, you who have made a way for us, you who have allowed us to be able to continue to stand even in the midst of the trials and the tribulation of this life. And we are holding on to God's unchanging hand. So we're going to go to the phone lines this morning. We're going to go to our first worshiper, last four digits, 1741. 1741, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Praise God. Hallelujah. I praise God for Jesus. I praise God for the power of the Holy Spirit. I praise God for his mighty, powerful hands, because his awesome hands that has kept me throughout the ages, throughout this life. Even before I was conceived in my mother's womb, God had his mighty hand upon me and upon mankind everywhere. So I give him the glory this morning. I thank God for another beautiful Sunday, and I praise God for keeping my family, keeping the church, keeping you, keeping the heart of God, just keeping everyone. In spite of what it looks like, God still is in control. And so we're going to glorify him this morning. And just want to read one verse of Psalm 98. And the first verse says, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory." And as long as we stay in God's hand and he holds us, we will continue to walk in victory. Even through the darkest hour, we can cry out, "I have the victory in Jesus Christ." Glory to God. God bless you all.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 3598. 3598, good morning.
Bless, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, Father, sir, Son, and Holy Ghost. Thank God for this is a day that he has made. And sure enough, we will be glad and rejoice in it. And thank God for the pastor, the church, the family, first family, and all those who are under the sound of my voice. It's good to be heard. And one day we're going to be seen again. But we thank God for you. We're going to read a couple of verses from Genesis, beginning at the first verse, Genesis 1, started in verse 1, 3, 4, 10, 12, 18, 25, and 31. It says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." The third verse is saying, "God said, let there be light, and there was light." The fourth verse is saying, "God saw that the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness." To the 10th verse, it states, and it says here, that God, and God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called the seas, and God saw that it was good. The 12th verse, and it says, "And the earth brought forth grass, herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after the kind, and God saw that it was good." The 18th verse, "And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good." The 21st verse, "And God created whales and every living creatures that moves with the waters be brought forth abundantly after the kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and saw that it was good." 25th verse, "And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and every thing that creepeth upon the earth and his kind, and saw that it was good." And the 25th verse, and the 31st verse, rather, the 31st verse, "God saw that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." God made everything, and it was good. And if we have it so now that everybody know to vote, they need to vote because it's very good. And I can hear a Pop Kasong who worked in the political field. And mm-hmm. he knew how it was, racism and war that went on. And he still had it so that it was very good. So young folk, now that you see it's good trouble, you better get mm-hmm. out there. And if you know somebody that is in your age range, and if they have not voted, ask them and tell them how important it is to vote right now, because our lives depend on the vote. And older folk who know what God brought you through, and you know it's been good trouble. Now we can mm-hmm. make a change that this election means more than it has in our lives now. And if we don't get out and exercise our good trouble, don't blame it on no one else. Don't have it so that you say anything that, you know, to a point that you can make an excuse. You get out there and you vote. I already done vote. Thank God I mailed in my vote a week ago. So we all have to make sure that this vote this time, that God blessed us to get to this era now, that the young folk understand from where the old folks go and where they came from. Now they can see for themselves. We used to tell them stories. Now they know from experience about racism. So we all got to play our part, young, old, middle age, or whatever. Stay in good trouble.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Father, for blessing us this morning and letting us stand up on our feet and open our eyes up and give another second chance to stay on another Sunday that we can see another day and talk to you all throughout words, through our phone. We said, thank you, Father, for giving us a second chance. Thank you very much. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 1508. 1508. Good morning. 1508. Amen. We're going to come back to them. We're going to go to our next worshiper, 0025. Good morning, 0025.
Good morning, everyone. Truly, this morning, I'm truly holding on to God's unchanging hand. I thank God this morning for being my protection, for being my healer. I thank God this morning for my family, for my church family, for my pastor and first lady. I want to thank God for those that are connected to this family, and thank God for being the lifter of my head, for truly God is good, and his mercy, it endures forever. And so I just thank God this morning, and I would just like to read a couple of verses of Psalms 121. It says, I will lift up mine eyes into the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And I just want to thank God this morning for just being a God that is able to do anything but fail. And because there is no failure in God. And so I bless God this morning. I thank God this morning that I had the opportunity to go and to cast my vote on yesterday and put it in the drop box. And I thank God for the opportunity to be able to go and to cast my vote. God bless you all and have a blessed week.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 2256. 2256, good morning. All right, we're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7971. 7971, good morning.
Good a blessing to be in the land of the living this morning. I thank God for giving me a blessed week. I thank God that He has watched over my family, and through all the trials and tribulations, we always come out victorious. And that's because
Amen.
We need to depend on the Lord, and we know He's going to do what He said He's going to do. Although these things happen in our lives, every day is a different day. But He has equipped us spiritually to know not to wear it, not and to put things into His hand and pray and just wait on Him. I thank God for allowing my daughter to be with me this month. This morning she left out about 9:30, so she won't be with us this morning. But she'll
Amen.
Be here in spirit and in truth. I would like to say that I thank God for you, Pastor, because you're there for me all the time. And you give me words of encouragement to keep going. And God gives me the strength that I ask Him for. And I'd like to read from the new NIV, Matthew 6:31-34. And it says, "So do not worry, saying, that shall we eat? What shall we eat? What shall we
mm-hmm.
drink? What shall we
mm-hmm.
wear? For the pagan run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." How true
right.
that is. And I thank God that we're able to read it and interpret it and apply it to our lives, because we know that we have a Savior that's going to be there, strengthen us, and give us all that He knows that we need. I thank you, I thank God, and I am so blessed to be involved around people that know the Lord. And when you call
Amen.
On them, they're there for you. God has them standing in the gap for us. So let's don't worry about what's going on with the election and the voting and all of that. God's got it. He knows more about it than we do. He created it all. So I thank God that we know the Lord. I thank God that we love each other. I thank God that we love God, and He loves us too. So you all be blessed. Enjoy your Sunday. Enjoy the service that we have that we will receive today, coming from the one that God has led to lead us. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good, Vicki.
I would just like to thank God for being here and waking me up this morning. I would just like to thank Him for blessing my family and my son Derek in Atlanta, for healing my son and watching over my family. Today is his birthday. He's 55 years old today, Anthony. So that means so much to me. I remember when you and him were just young boys. But you're such a blessing to me now. And I just thank God. I had a few challenges this week, and I had to be rushed to the hospital, but God brought me through, and I just thank
Amen.
God for it. And I just wish everybody would have a blessed weekend.
Yeah.
Thank God for another day. Good morning, Pastor, First Lady. Good morning, everyone. I'm still holding on to God's unchanging hand. For He has not failed me yet. Psalm 27, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" So I'm just going to keep on thanking and praising God for His blessings that He continually bestow up on me. Because from my heart, from my experience with the Lord every day, I know that He's a good God. He's great.
Yeah.
And He has not failed me yet. So,
amen.
Everyone, you all continue to pray for me, and I will keep you all lifted in prayer. And have a blessed day, everyone. Love you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. And go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 4629. 4629, good morning. 29, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Just like to thank God for bringing me through another week. Blessed to be here. Be safe. Be alive. It's good to hear everybody. And I pray everybody has a great week and enjoys the day.
Man, thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper, 3504. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good to hear everybody's voices. Just want to say that, you know, been holding on to God's unchanging hand, and He ain't failed me yet, so I'm cool, because God cool. So I want to say thank you for allowing me to be a little testimony or whatever. Thank you for just always being there, Pastor. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody have a blessed week.
Amen. Well, thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to hear from our First Lady. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, everyone. To God be the glory for the great things He has done. It is a beautiful day outside. And it's great to hear all the testimonies about the ones who have already went to vote. And it is very important to us today, and it's important every time when time comes to vote. I just pray that everyone gets out to cast their vote and be safe while you're going out. And it is just great to hear how the Lord is still keeping all of us and how He has kept us thus far. Through all that's going on around us, He's just keep on blessing me. That's the song. He just keeps on blessing me. And that's a blessing. And I love you all. You all have a blessed week. And stay safe and get out the vote. Your vote does count and your vote does matter. Love you all.
Amen. Thank you, First Lady, for your testimony. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7351. 7351, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor, and good morning, First Lady, and How to God members. I just enjoy hearing every Sunday everybody's testimonies also, Pastor. And I'm just so glad that we're all able to be able to come every Sunday and to testify how great the Lord is and how wonderful He has been to us. For goodness sake, we really need Him. And as long as we can trust Him and keep our faith in Him, everything is going to be all right. It's just that we got a lot of challenges. We all have a lot of challenges. And we just know that as long as we trust the Lord, that He'll be there with us and He'll bring us through. And may God be all the glory. And I pray that everybody have a blessed week this week without too many challenges. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 2256. 2256, good morning. 2256.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. just want to thank God for just allowing me to see another day. And I'm thankful for being in my right mind. Thank God for all those who've been praying. I love you all. I hope you all have a great day. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 1508. Good morning. 1508. Let's see, listening in. And go to the next worshiper, 6947. 6947, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to say it's so good to hear everybody's voice this morning, and that I just pray that everybody continues to stay safe and that we all enjoy this lovely day outside and enjoy the rest of the week. And I just pray that everybody just continues to stay safe.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Thank God for everyone's testimony, those that are on the internet, those that are on Facebook, all those that give a shout out on Facebook, all those that give a shout out over the internet, all of you on the phone. Truly, it's been a blessing during these times that we're living in that we can get together and we can continue to testify about the goodness of the Lord and to know that we know that our steps are ordered by the Lord, and we know that God makes no mistakes, and that in the midst of our going through, we can still have joy. We can still give God the glory. We can give him the praise. And we just want to thank God for that. We want to continue in the midst of our praise, not to forget to pray for one another. Don't forget to keep each other lifted up in prayer. And the prayers of the righteous avails much. And we know, amen, that we have been trusting God down through the years. We know that those that have come before us have trusted him and have prayed for us, and we are beneficiaries of answered prayer. I'm going to say that again. We all are beneficiaries of answered prayer. And so we're going to get ready to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. And so I'm going to ask that we have Reverend Lindsay get ready to lead us in prayer. Following that prayer, we're going to go to the Lord word and see what thus saith the Lord. Reverend Lindsay.
Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Father God, we come this morning with grateful hearts. We come thanking you and praising you for another Sunday, O God, that you have blessed us to witness your glory. And Father God, we thank you because you have truly been faithful unto us throughout the week. O God, we thank you. In spite of trials and tribulations and adversity, you still have come out a mighty and an awesome God. So we give you glory this morning, Father God. We give you honor and we give you praise. We lift you up, O God, because truly thy name is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, thy name, hallelujah, Jesus, is worthy, oh, thank you, Lord, to be praised. And so, Father God, we come this morning thanking you for your darling son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins. Father God, we ask right now in your darling son, Jesus' name, that, Father God, that you would search our hearts this morning. And, Father God, before we go any further, Lord Jesus, we pray that as you search us, Father, that if you see anything that's not pleasing this morning, oh God, that you would wash us and clean us from all unrighteousness. And Father God, we thank you for the cleansing. We thank you for the forgiveness of sin. And then, Father God, we thank you for the sanctification, oh God. We thank you for the word, oh God, that is going to continue to sanctify us and keep us, oh God. Father God, and wash us, oh God. Make us new, oh God. Father God, we thank you this morning. Father God, we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, oh God. Oh, Father God, we praise you for that anointing and that gift, Lord Jesus, that you gave every born-again believer. And, oh, God, we thank you for the glory and the power of the Spirit that you love us, oh, God, to be able to worship you and to praise you this morning, Father. Not that we've been so good, Lord, but we know, Father God, it's only been your righteousness. And so we thank you for grace and mercy this morning, Father. Grace and mercy that touched us, oh God. Touched us, oh God, with an eye of pity and compassion, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you gave us another new day, Father God. Another new day to get it right. Another new day, oh God, that we can call on your name and get closer to you, Jesus. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father God, for this privilege and for this opportunity. And now, Father God, I pray that you would look on Pastor Case on this morning. Oh, God, I pray that as he prepared, Father God, to bring you and the word, Father God, to bring us the word that you have given us. Oh, God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would touch his heart, touch his mind, oh, God. Father God, through the anointing of your Holy Spirit, oh, God, strengthen his spirit, oh, God, that as he speak, oh, God, Father God, that your word would come out, Father God, with clarity, oh, God, that your word would come out with boldness, oh, God. Father God, that your word would come out with conviction, oh, God. Father God, that your word would come out encouraging and bringing peace, oh, God, bringing healing, oh God, bringing comfort to your people, oh God. Father God, most of all, that your word will bring salvation, oh God. Father God, I pray this morning, Lord Jesus, that you will just take him deep into your wells of understanding, oh God. Take him, oh God, into your precious corner, oh God. Oh God, where he has meditated all week, oh God, and ask you, oh God, what would you have him to say, oh God. Father God, I pray that you speak to him, Lord. And as you speak through him, oh God, work on our hearts, Lord. Fix our minds, fix our spirits, oh God. Open up our hearts, oh God, that we might be able to receive your word and receive your word with joy, with praise, and with thanksgiving. Oh God, that your word would help us to grow spiritually, oh God. Father God, that we will be better witnesses for you, oh God. Father God, that we will be more of obedient people unto you, oh God. Father God, we thank you for your word, Lord Jesus. Because it's your word that brings the life and the life abundantly that we need every day, Father. So we thank you for this word, oh God. And then, Father God, we pray, Lord Jesus, not only for Pastor Kayson, but we pray for First Lady Kayson, oh God. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to help her to be that help me, oh God. Father God, I pray that you continue to bless the first family. Look on and Anthony, look on Janice, look on the grandchildren, look on each and every family member, strengthen them, oh God. And then, Father God, I pray for the heart of God. I pray for each and every person, from the least to the greatest, from the youngest to the oldest. Oh God, you know what they stand in the need of this morning. Some need peace, some need joy, some need healing. Some need food. Some need a shelter, oh God. Some need a job, oh God. Father God, whatever they need this morning, Father, I pray that you will meet their needs, oh God. And then, Father God, I pray for our extended families, oh God. I pray for churches everywhere, oh God, that are teaching and preaching righteousness in your name, oh God. Father God, I pray for pastors everywhere, oh God. I pray for servant leaders everywhere, oh God. And then, Father God, I pray for the unsaved, those that don't know you, Father, that you will draw them nigh unto your cross this morning, Jesus. It's through your preached word, oh God, that men, women, and children are drawn to your Father, because you said, if I be lifted up, then you, Lord Jesus, you will do the drawing. So I pray this morning, Lord Jesus, through your preached word, Lord Jesus, that you will draw somebody to you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, that you will touch the souls this morning, Father. Yeah. Let them know that there is a bomb in Gilead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yes. Thank you for your healing power, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your deliverance and your saving power. And, oh, God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that after we have done what we can do down here, Father, Father God, that you, Father God, will find a resting place for us, oh, God. Father God, that we will be able, Lord Jesus, to sit down at your welcome table one day, Father, and, Lord Jesus, just to be in your presence, Father. But until that day come, Lord Jesus, help us to hold on to your unchanging hand. Give us the strength to do the work that you have called us to do. And help us, oh God, to serve you in spirit and in truth, oh God. That whatever we do, Father, it will be for your glory. It will be for your honor and your praise. Keep us humble and forever seeking your face. Because we can't do nothing, Father, without the power of your Holy Spirit. So we thank you now. We thank you for every blessing that you allow us to receive this week. We thank you for every blessing that you will continue to give us, oh God. And Father God, we even thank you for the hard times. Because it's through the hard times that we come to know you as Lord and Savior. So we even thank you for the difficult times, oh Lord Jesus, because you are a God that cannot fail. And we are leaning and depending, knowing that you do all things well. So we say hallelujah to you this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you for everything that you've done. And we pray, oh God, that you continue to look on the sick and shut in everywhere. Thank you for those that you healed this week. Thank you, oh God, for those, Father God, that are still in the healing business. Thank you, oh God, for those, Lord Jesus, that you're still looking upon, Father God. And even if you don't heal them physically, oh God, you have healed them spiritually. And so we thank you. We thank you for everything that you've done because you've been mighty good unto us. And we give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise because you are worthy to be praised. We thank you and we love you, Father. We love you because you first loved us when we was lost in sin and iniquities. And so we are so grateful today for your grace and your mercy. And we pray that everything is said and done this day, Father, that you will be honored. You will get the glory and you will get the praise. And man will be encouraged. We give you glory now. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank Reverend Lindsay for that fervent prayer. And we trust God that he will continue to answer our prayers. We know that he is a prayer-answering God. Amen. We're going to go to the Word of God today. And the Word of God comes to us in the second book of the Bible, the book of Exodus. And we want to look at chapter 1. Exodus chapter 1, and this is part of the first five books of the Bible that Moses was credited with writing, called the Pentateuch. It's the first five books that lets us understand and lets us know about the creation of man. Reverend Jameson, I read partial from Genesis this morning, and it lets us know that God is the one that created this earth and that God is the one that is in control of this earth. And that as mankind exists, his earthly existence on this earth, that God is the one that is in control. And if we study his word, we can see without a shadow of a doubt that God is good, that God is a loving God. And God wants what's best for his people. And so because God is good, because God is a loving God, because God wants best for his people, what's best for his people, he allows situations and circumstances to occur. And he allows situations and circumstances to occur that it works out for his people, best for his people, because God knows what's best for his people. And that he works it out for his people's good, for his people's best. And that ultimately he will get the glory. And so every situation and every circumstance that has occurred in this earth during the humans that were created by God, when God made him from the form of the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils and man became a living soul, God has desired to have a relationship, a right relationship with man. And because he desires to have a right relationship with man, he has given him an assurance that he will be his provider, that he would take care of him, that he would watch over him. And even in the midst of the enemy's attack, even in the midst of satanic attack and spiritual warfare, God wants a man to understand that he is working it out for his good, that God is working on his behalf. And if God be for us, who can be against us? And so I come to encourage us today that in spite of the trials, in spite of the tribulation, God is still working it out for your good, my good, and he is doing it, amen, in a way that will bring him honor and will bring him glory. Amen. And so that's why we sang that song today. We've got to learn to hold on to God's unchanging hand, understanding that when our journey is completed, and if we've been true to God, fair and bright will be our home in glory. So we have to learn to hold on to God's unchanging hand. So I want to start at Exodus chapter 1. I want to read down to the eighth verse. And it said, now these, Exodus chapter 1, and I'll be reading from the King James Version. Now these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls, for Joseph in Egypt was in Egypt already. And in verse 6 he says, and Joseph died, and all his brethren and all the generation, and the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Read that again. In verse 7, it says, and the children of Israel, talking about God's people, were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. And all this transpired after God used Joseph, amen. And Joseph went through difficult times with his family. He went through difficult times with Pharaoh, with Potiphar's wife, with Potiphar. And Joseph was bragged upon by his daddy that he would reign, and that he would have his brothers and sisters come and depend on him for their blessings. And because of that, that whole family situation, that whole situation of family, that whole situation of his relationship with God, that whole situation of his relationship with the Pharaoh of that particular time, all of those trials, all of those tribulations that he went through was so that at the end that God's people would be able to have, in verse 7, and the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mightily, and the land was filled with them. And in other words, in order to get them to a place that God wanted them to be, where it was best for them, they had to go through some difficult days. Joseph had to go through some difficult times. There had to be some reckoning with God. There had to be some reckoning with each other. There had to be some reckoning with the society and the leadership and the people that were in charge of religion and politics at that time. There had to be some reckoning in order for God's plan to come through fruition. that they would be able to experience being fruitful, being experienced being abundantly and multiplied and wax exceedingly mighty and having the land filled with them. In order to get to where they needed, God wanted them to be, they had to go through some stuff. Look at somebody said, in order for us to get to where we need to be, we had to go through some stuff. In order for us to get what's best for us, according to the word of God, tell somebody you're going to have to go through some stuff. Amen. But in the midst of you going through, amen, you don't look like, amen, what you've been through. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. And so Joseph, amen, came to the conclusion. He understood, amen, what man meant for his bad, amen, God, amen, used for his good. Amen. And a lot of times all we can do is focus on the bad, amen, and we don't understand that God is working it out for the good. That's why it's important for us to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because, amen, in the midst of our going through and what the enemy means for our bad, amen, God has a way of turning it around for our good. And many times we hear the Psalms and the songwriters say that what was my ministry, amen, my misery turned out to be my ministry, amen. My going through, my test turned into a testimony, amen, about how good God has been, how good God has been to us, and how God took my test and turned it into a testimony. God took my misery and turned it into a myth, into my ministry. God has a way of working things out for our good. And so they rode on the blessings of Joseph. And they got to a place, amen, where when the famine came upon the nation at that time, because of Joseph's obedience to God, because he didn't curse God in the midst of the trials and the tribulation, that he was a servant to those that were not nice to him, those that treat him bad, those that threw him in a pit, those that mocked him, those that lied on him, those that despised him, that God took him from the pit to the pulpit, and now he was ruler. Only person that was higher than him was Pharaoh. And so they wrote off the blessings of Joseph. And they were doing well, and they were fruitful, and they increased abundantly, and they multiplied, and they waxed exceedingly mightily, and the land was filled with them. But oh, when the songwriter says, time is filled with swift transition, naught of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal, hold to God's unchanging hand. And if you want to, Lord have mercy, a title for the sermon today is Hold On to God's Unchanging Hand. Because verse 7, they were doing well. Amen. Verse 7, the children were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. But in verse 8, the swift transition happened. Because in verse 8 it says, now there rose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. Lord have mercy. In other words, the time came, amen, where God said, I fulfilled the blessings that I had for you in Joseph. Amen. But he says, in order for me to fulfill the blessings that I had for you from Abraham, amen, I need you to get into a mindset that you can't stay in Egypt forever. Come on now. In other words, Egypt is not the place the promised land that I promised you. I've been good to you. I blessed you through a famine. I put leadership in place through Joseph that you were blessed, and the people around you saw me bless you, and they recognized me as God, and they recognized me as the one that has kept my people, and they recognized me as the one that gives Joseph the ability to be able to manage and to be able to do things, amen, that only God can do. And he said, I understand that now, and you're a place of abundance and you're a place of being increased. But now he said, I need to fulfill the promise that I gave to Abraham, that he passed on to Isaac, that he passed on to Jacob, the promise that I will give you a land that's flowing with milk and honey, and it ain't in Egypt. Lord have mercy. People had gotten accustomed to living in Egypt, even though they were not living in the ideal situation. They needed to know God a little more deeply. They needed to know God a little more firmly. They needed to know God, that God is a promise keeper, and the promise that he made to Abraham, amen, he's going to fulfill, amen, the promise that Abraham told Isaac, the promise that Isaac told Jacob, the promise of these 12 tribes that listed in this first chapter. He said, these are the children of Israel, these are the tribes of Israel. Jacob was called Israel, but they were still, come on now, in bondage in Egypt, and God wanted to deliver them out of Egypt so they can experience the blessings of God, the promise of God that God promised to Abraham. But in order for you to experience the blessings of God, we're going to have to go through some things. Lord have mercy. In order for us to get to the promised land that God promised Abraham, we're going to have to go through some things. And so Joseph has passed off the scene, and there's a new Pharaoh that doesn't know, amen, Joseph. And this Pharaoh, amen, is a Pharaoh that can't get right. Lord have mercy. It's some terms that we used, amen, as we were growing up. And one of the terms was that my mom used to use, can't have nothing. Lord have mercy. And she used to say, I try to give you the best, I try to take care of you, and I try to, me and your daddy trying to do everything that we know how to do with the blessing of the Lord, and you're still acting up, amen. And because you act up, we can't have nothing. You buy you the best of this and you tear it up. We give you this and you mess it up, and you can't have nothing. Lord have mercy. And the reason why we couldn't have nothing, amen, is and enjoy the things that they wanted to give us and provide us is because we didn't have any act right. Come on now. And he didn't have any act right. In other words, the act right was, amen, a part of experiencing the blessings that we were supposed to have, that was provided for us by our loved ones and our parents and our God. But our loved ones and our parents and God say you can't have nothing because you don't have any act right. And because you don't have any act right, Lord have mercy, you can't have nothing. Lord have mercy. And then what that does is that opens you up to the one, amen, who has a rulership of can't get right. Lord have mercy. And can't get right is under the authority of the enemy, the devil, the one that doesn't know God, the one that doesn't want you to be blessed by God is can't get right. And we have to understand, amen, that can't get right, amen, influence us that we don't have, amen, any act right. And because can't get right is influencing us that we don't have any act right, amen, we end up with nothing. And that's the role of the enemy, is to try, because he can't get right with God, because he doesn't
humble and bow himself to God. He tries to put that on us, and when he tries to put that attitude and those circumstances on us, and we look at the blessings of God, who we know, amen, and the blessings that are promised to us, like God delivered with Joseph and the Israelites in chapter 1 of Exodus. They had gotten, amen, the blessings of God, but God says there's more blessings in store, and because there's more blessings in store, amen, I'm going to need you to have a deeper relationship with me. I'm going to need you to be able to go through this trial and the tribulation, because I have so much more to give you, that your cup would run over, that you would be able to experience the abundance of God and experience the blessings of God. God wants the best for you. God wants to shower you, to bless you, to be able to have the best that he has to offer, but can't get right, doesn't want you to have the blessed that God wants you to have, and so we don't have any act right. Lord, have mercy. And so when you get to chapter 1, verse 8, amen, you have what my daddy and grandmother would say, you have an old foot moment. Lord have mercy. Y'all hold on to your hat now. Her favorite word, amen, instead of cussing, was foot, amen. She said, oh, foot, and she would say it, amen, with the southern drawl. She would say, oh, foot, amen, oh, foot, amen. And that means, amen, that trouble or something wasn't right. Lord have mercy. And in verse 8, amen, the Israelites who were doing well, and God said, you're doing well, now I need to take you to another level of faith, amen. And as I take you to another level of faith, and I want to take you to another level of blessing that I told Abraham about, that I told Jacob, that Isaac about, that I told Jacob about, that Joseph knew about. He said, now I want you to take you to another level. I want you to come out of Egypt where you're comfortable in bondage. I want you to come out of Egypt where you're not living up to your godly potential. But in order for me to get you there, Lord have mercy, you got to have some act right, amen, and stop dealing with the way that can't get right is, so you can have the something that God wants you to have. He said, Lord, Pastor, you talking about your mama, talking about you can't have nothing. You talking about your grandmother, talking about old foot, and you talking about ain't got no act right, amen. And act right. You say, what is act right? Act right means that you're doing the things that are right in the sight of God, that you're behaving godly and you're trusting God, and you're not doing the things that are contrary to the will of God. And I got another relative. I got an aunt that says, you got to act godly. You're godly. And if you're not doing it, it's not godly. And she'll drill that into your head that even when she's not there and you're doing, you don't have any act right, and you'll realize that's not godly. Amen. And because it's not godly, amen, you don't have any act right, and you can't have nothing, amen, because you're following the ungodly ways of the can't get right crew. I hope y'all are tracking with me, amen. But you got to act godly to have some act right. And when you act godly and you have some act right, amen, when the old foot moment comes, like grandma used to say, amen, you still can get the blessings from God, amen. Y'all tracking with me this morning? I'm not going to hold you long, but in the midst of the trial, in the tribulation, amen, in the midst of you going through, as long as you're holding on to God's unchanging hand and faith, amen, you'll be able to get through the old foot moment, amen? So Moses picks up from where Joseph left off. And God had to deal with Moses because Moses claimed that he couldn't talk right, claimed that nobody was going to listen to him. So he had a lot of questions for God, and Moses came close to getting taken out by God because he didn't have no act right, because he was listening to can't get right. And he didn't expect to be able to have nothing. But God worked with Aaron. Aaron was able to find favor with God and able to speak for Moses. So one of the biggest questions that we have in the midst of trials and tribulation is, why, God, are we going through these things? And so Moses, in his excuses, said, God, if you tell me to go to Pharaoh, and this Pharaoh doesn't know Joseph, it's going to be problems. And And God was patient with Moses to a certain extent. And realize this, amen, that God is going to be patient with us to a certain extent. But if we continue not to have any act right, amen, and we continue to follow the ways of King Get Right, amen, what's going to happen is we ain't going to end up with nothing, amen. I know I'm using double negatives and splitting verbs and all that, but it's for a fact. I do know how to speak English. You cannot get right, amen. You don't have any act right, amen. He does not get right. He cannot. We can conjugate, amen, the verb, amen. We just want to use it for effect, amen. Y'all hang in there with me, amen. But Moses was concerned, amen, that it was up to him, amen, to make the difference to the Israelites, amen, that they would depend on him, amen, and him, that he would be the one that would be able to go up against Pharaoh, to be able to go up against the can't get right for the time, to be able to deliver them from the oppression of the enemy. But God wanted him to know, amen, it's not you, Moses. It's me. And in other words, he said, it's the same way it was for Joseph. It was the same way that it was for Jacob. It was the same way that it was for Isaac. It was the same way that it was for Abraham. It was God that gave them the ability to be able to get through the difficult times. And if they held on to God, they would be able to experience, amen, the blessings from God. To take the pressure and the burden off yourself and realize it is God is the one that's going to fight your battle. It's God is the one that's going to come up against the enemy. It's God is the one that's going to deliver you. It's God is going to make a way out of nowhere. It's God is going to allow you to come over through the Red Sea on dry land. It's God is the one that's going to heal your body. It's God is the one that's going to do those things that nobody can do. It's not man, it's God. It's man's trust in God, amen, and his ability to have some act right, to have some faith, to do things godly that's going to bring him through the trial and the tribulation so he can have the blessing that God has in store for him. And so when God tell him, when he says, I'm just imitating Moses, he said, I want you to tell him when they ask you who sent you. In Exodus 3, verse 14, he says, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am he, I have sent me unto you. Amen. In other words, we're holding on to the great I am. And I don't know about you, but there's been some ups and downs in my life, and I've seen some ups and downs in other people's lives. And I've seen the effects, Lord have mercy, of can't get right, of pharaohs and leaders and people on jobs and people in position of authority and power, whether it be political, whether it be religious. I've seen, amen, the can't get rights of this world. But I've seen the faithful folk that are going to continue to remain godly, amen. Continue to say, even though you can't get right and you're acting like a fool and you act like you don't know God because you don't know God, I'm still going to act godly. I'm still going to have some act right. I'm still going to trust God. I'm still going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And at the end of the day, Lord have mercy, when God takes care of can't get right, amen, and blesses me because of my faithfulness, amen, I'm going to experience what God has in store for me. Even when there's an old foot moment in my life, come on, somebody. Even when there's a period of life where the road gets rough, where the hills are hard to climb, where the valleys are low, when the old foot moment comes, I'm still going to act like I got some act right. Even though the can't get right are making life miserable, I'm still going to act godly because I know, like my mama said, good God Almighty, that God has some things in store for us. And if you remain faithful to God to the end, amen, you'll be able to say, I can have what God has for me. And what God has for me is for me. And can't get right, can't stop what God has for me. He'll try to tell you you can't have nothing. But when you look back over your life, come on now, and you think it over, you can truly say that you've been blessed because you have a testimony. And have I got a witness today when the enemy tries to come in and tries to tear you down and tries to get you to doubt God? Come on now. Tries to get you to lean and depend on man, and you realize that you can't put your trust in man. Come on now. You realize that all your hope has to depend on God. When you realize that the same God that blessed Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the same God that blessed Joseph and Moses, the same God that blessed the children of Israel that were in the bondage of Pharaoh in Egypt land, the same God that blessed them, the same God that blessed Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to be able to get through their difficult time is the same God that we're leaning and depending on today. Aren't you glad today that Abraham held on to God's unchanging hand? Aren't you glad that Isaac held on to God's unchanging hand? Aren't you glad that Jacob held on to God's unchanging hand? Aren't you glad that Joseph held on to God's unchanging hand? Aren't you glad, good God from Zion, that your mama and daddy and grandmama held on and grandfather held on to God's unchanging hand? Aren't you glad today that they told you about old can't get right and told you that you needed some act right to be able to experience the blessings from God? Even in the midst of the trial and the tribulation, you can still rely on God as I am that I am. In other words, that everything you need, God says I am. Aren't you glad today when you needed shelter, God says I'm your shelter. When you needed water, God said I'll be water in the weary, in the dry land. Aren't you glad today that God is who he said he is? He has all power in his hand. Aren't you glad today that he sent his only son, Jesus, who said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. And when you realize that you can hold on to God's unchanging hand, that in the end, God's going to win, that in the end, God's going to make a way, that in the end, what God has for you and what God has for me will come through. Won't he do it? Won't God do it? Won't he come through? I've seen down through the years when can't get right was in power, when can't get right was messing with you, when can't get right was throwing everything at you, trying to act like you, get you to make you like you don't have any act right. But you continue to remain godly. You continue to remain steadfast. You continue to remain unmovable. And God will honor your faith. God is a faith honoring God. When God sees you holding on to his unchanging hand, when God sees you holding on in the midst of the old foot moments, and old foot moments don't discriminate. Old foot moments come just like the swift transitions that the songwriter wrote. Time is filled with swift transitions. Not a earth unmoved can stand. In other words, but the songwriter was saying that there's going to be some old foot moments in your life. You're going to have to deal with some situations and circumstances. But if you learn to hold on to God's unchanging hand, if you learn to continue to be godly and have act right in your life, in spite of what can't get right tries to do to you, God will. I said, God will. God will. He is the great I am that I am. God is everything we need. God is the one that will deliver you from can't get right. God is the one that will make a way for you. God is the one that will bring you right, bring you out. Won't he do it? won't God do it? But hold on, church, to God's unchanging hand. Hold on, don't let go, because God is working it out for your good, because God is the one that will continue to be on your side. And if God be for you, he's more than the whole world against you. Even though Joseph died, God was still there. Even though the old foot moments came, God was still there. God delivered him from the hands of the enemy. God delivered him from the hands of the oppressor. And God has not changed. He hasn't changed. God is a God that cannot change. And if he's good yesterday, he'll be good today. But you gotta hold on. I say you gotta hold on. You gotta hold on to God's unchanging hand. There are gonna be some old foot moments in your life. Thank you, Grandma. Yeah. They're going to be a can't get right to tell you you can't have nothing. But oh, when God promised Abraham that he would be a father of many nations. Yeah, the old foot moment where they said he was too old. But he and his wife conceived in Isaac anyway. The old foot moment when the famine came in the land, pestilence in the land. But Joseph stood up with some godly hacks, was able to negotiate the troubled waters, amen, because he leaned and depended on God. And even when Joseph passed off the scene and stumbling and stammering Moses came on the scene, he was able to hold on to the promise of God and said, I am that I am. And when he went up with Pharaoh and Pharaoh experienced 10 plagues, Lord have mercy. After the 10th plague and the firstborn was killed in the land because God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Oh, can't get right. Can't get right because God ain't going to let him get right because he's been too mean, too evil. In the end, even though can't get right, couldn't get right, God delivered his people. They were able to journey on, see what the end was going to be able to enter into the promised land, be able to experience the promise, the blessings from God. When we, as a people today, continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, we experience the blessing of the promised Messiah, Jesus Christ, who said he's gone to prepare a place for us. And he said his word, and his word, if he goes to prepare a place for us, he come again and receive us to himself. And that is the promise of God. But we got to act like we got some act right. Even though we have some old foot moments, we got to be faithful to the end. The record says that know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And we got to learn to hold on. Church, I want you to hold on. Look at somebody and say, even in the old foot moment, I'm still going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Even though can't get right, it's still, amen, raging power, mean and evil convictions and evil decrees. Still going to have them act right and hold on to God's unchanging hand. Because in the end, oh, can't get right, can't win. Can't get right in all of his officials and offices, but one day end up in the lake of fire. Won't be able to rise up anymore. But those who have the act right and the godliness and the faithfulness, hold on to God's unchanging hand. They'll be in a place where Job declared the wicked will cease from troubling and our weary souls will be at rest. He says 12 gates to the city, like these 12 tribes over there in the land where sun is no longer needed because there's a new heaven and a new earth. And John the Revelator said that the place will be lit by the S-O-N, the Son of the Living God, the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. That's what we're holding on to. We might be nice and we might have good things on this earth. We got to be like the Egypts, the Israelites in Egypt. We're looking for a new home. We're looking for a new building, not made by hand, but eternal in the heavens. Somebody say, oh, hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. We won't have to worry about the aches and the pains of this world and this body. Amen. But we'll have a new body, and we'll be in a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. And we'll be able to have what God said we're supposed to have. Amen. And we won't have to worry about the enemy talking about you can't have nothing. Amen. Because we can have everything that God, amen, has promised. So just like God promised them a land flowing with milk and honey, he promised us, amen, a new heaven and a new earth, amen, where we can spend ceaseless ages with our God, amen, praising and thanking him and giving him honor and glory, amen. But in order to get there, you got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. So my brothers and sisters, continue to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that you labor in the Lord. Keep acting godly. Keep going with you. Act right. And you'll realize, amen, just like the Israelites realized their promised land, God will bring you over into his kingdom. Amen. Kingdom of heaven. Amen. That has been made and laid out for us. But we got to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. I want you to be blessed today. Understand that there's always going to be something or someone that doesn't have any act right, that doesn't have any get right, but that doesn't negate the fact you need to still have act right. My daddy used to say, act like you got some home training, boy. Act like you know somebody, amen, that taught you something, amen. Act like, amen, you've been raised right way. Uphold the name. Do what's right. Everybody else is gone and doing this, and we can't worry about what so-and-so mama or daddy did. We're going to do like what our parents taught us to do right. And I'm not so-and-so mama, and I'm not so-and-so daddy. Somebody need to say amen. But we're going to do what's right in the sight of God. We're going to hold on to God, and God is going to work it out. Amen? Amen. Thank God for my grandparents, my parents, my aunts, my uncles, everyone that played a role in my life. We just give God the glory for those that have played roles in your life and that you're still holding on to God's unchanging hand. Amen? All right, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to go back in your record, God, and see how that you want what's best for your people. Oh, God, that there's no limitations on the things that you have in store, the eyes and ears, not even heard or hasn't even entered into the hearts and minds of what things you have in store for us. But God, help us to act like we know you, to act like we got some good home training, that we know the Lord, we know the great I am that I am, that even in the midst of the old foot moments, that we still remain faithful, knowing that you have in store for us greater good and that we just have to remain faithful. Father, we just pray that in the midst of these trying times, these old foot moments, God, that you would bless us, that we would continue to draw strength from your word, that we would draw strength from each other's encouraging testimonies and prayers and witnessing. And, oh, God, that in the midst of it, we would continue to give you the glory. Oh, God, because you deserve all the honor, you deserve all the glory, and you deserve all the praise. And so now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 That's going to do it for us this morning. Call somebody. Let them know that you love them. Amen. Encourage him even during these old foot moments, amen, to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Till next Sunday, may God bless you. May heaven ever smile upon you. Have a great day.